Mishnah Beis. Now the Mishnah needs to determine what is the time of Kumecha. The other time during the day that one has to say Shema is when you get up. So what's that considered? From when may one read the Shema in the morning? What's considered the morning? So according to the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, Mishayakir ben Tcheles Lelovan, is from when one can recognize the difference between the blue string of tzitzis and the other white strings of tzitzis. One of the strings of tzitzis always used to be blue, Tcheles, and the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies during the daytime. And you're supposed to be able to see the difference between the blue string and the white strings. So when it's light enough to see that difference, then you can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, and of course it's considered daytime, also for reciting Kriyas Shema. However, Rabbi Yezer says it's actually a slightly later time, and that is Ben Techeles Lekarti. Only once there's enough light for you to see the difference between the color of Techeles, of blue, and the color of a leek, which is green, and blue and green are very similar colors, and therefore you need more light to see the difference between the two, and so Rabbi Yezer's time is later than the Tanakhama's time. Now, what's the latest time? So according to Rabbi Yezer, V'gomra ad Hanetzachama, one has to finish saying Kriyas Shema, meaning the last time to say Kriyas Shema is by sunrise. Once the sun has actually risen, it's now not the time for getting up, and so it's too late to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema in its right time. You should still say Kriyas Shema, you will not get the full mitzvah of saying Kriyas Shema in its right time. However, we now have a second opinion for the latest time of Kriyas Shema, and that is Rabbi Yeshua says at Shali Shois, you have until 3 hours into the day. Why? Shekein derech b'nei melachim lamed b'shali Shois. Because it's the normal manner of kings, or princes would be more accurate, for them to wake up. They wake up at 3 hours into the day. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, as long as there are still people getting up, it's still considered the time of Uvkumecha. Now, as we mentioned, Hakoy mekan ve'elech, one who says Kriyas Shema, from this point onwards, he says it later than 3 hours into the day, then lo hifsid. He doesn't lose out by saying the Shema, because ka'odim ka'hakai ba'Torah. He's like someone who's just learning Torah, he's reading the Torah. So it's true that he won't get the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, because he missed its time, but he'll still get a mitzvah as reading the Torah, and also he's still able to say the brachas of Kriyas Shema, even past the latest time to say Kriyas Shema itself. Now it's very important to note that the hours which we are talking about here, for example when we say 3 hours into the day, that doesn't necessarily mean 3 60-minute hours. Rather, it's periodical hours, which means that you take the number of hours in the day where it's light. So let's say in the summer there could be 15, 16 hours where it's light, and you divide that by 12, and that is now considered 1 hour. So you could have an hour which is longer than 60 minutes. You could have an hour in the winter, a daytime hour, which would be considered less than 60 minutes. And that's how we calculate it, and that's why the latest time to say Kriyas Shema always changes, because the length of an hour is constantly changing.